Chief Commissioner for the Girl Guides Association of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Rishan Brong Matthias, said parents should allow their daughters to join the organization because their programs cater to the holistic development of their members. She highlighted that they are the leading organization for the progressive self-development of girls and young women throughout the state.
The Girl Guides Association is, I think, the best and the leading organization for girls and young women throughout the state. We offer a safe place for the girls to really develop their potential. And when you enter as a bim-bim, as early as a bim-bim, 5 years old, through to when you leave, if you leave as an adult member, you would see that you would have had progressive self-development, leadership training, advocacy development, your skills, you know, everything, the whole complete individual would become more rounded and a better citizen in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and indeed regionally.
Mrs. Brong Matthias said they also offer the nation's girls and young women exposure on the local, regional, and international scene. She said all of this is done through educational development.
We offer our girls and young women a lot of exposure internationally, regionally, so that they could really place and fit themselves amongst anyone whenever the time so, you know, arrives. And as our mission states, to develop their fullest potential and become responsible citizens. And we think the only way that that could possibly be achieved is through education. That's why we think it's necessary for that thrust, and it also works into our centennial theme, which says, you know, we are going to celebrate and thrive, and through education, everything will thrive.
Mrs. Brong Matthias said the organization will continue to hold activities to observe the 100th anniversary following their World Thinking Day celebrations last Saturday. She said their next major activity will take place on March 14, National Heroes Day, and she is appealing to the public to support their events.
I would just like to ask the public, the Vincentian public, to listen out for activities that are planned for the centenary and mark their calendars, because we would like them to really be part of everything we have. We have an exciting time ahead planned. Our next big event would be National Heroes Day on the 14th of March, when we will have our 100 leg relay throughout St. Vincent and the Grenadines, commencing at Richmond and ending in Georgetown, where guiding started. So please look out for that event. It promises to be a great one.
Chief Commissioner for the Girl Guides Association of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Rishan Brong Matthias. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.